Last night at exactly 7 o'clock, five sets of eyes, including my own and those of our engineer, Jerry Urban, sat fixed to the big screen in our WBFO newsroom.
From downtown Buffalo, it's Decision 2019, the race for Erie County Executive.
Just downstairs in the WNED-TV studios, the debate for Erie County Executive was underway.
And now here's the moderator, Brian Moyer.
Thank you and welcome to all of you watching.
In our newsroom, we had assembled a panel to review and report their thoughts on the debate. Earlier this week, we had put out the call for people with a keen interest in politics. The first three to respond were two women, one from Buffalo, the other from Tonawanda, and a man from West Seneca. They were kind enough to give their Thursday night to us.
My name is Eva M. Doyle. I'm a columnist for the Criterion newspaper, the oldest black newspaper in Western New York. I'm also a retired Buffalo teacher.
I'm Kaz Rodriguez, and I'm a member, leader of the Western New York Hispanic community.
And I'm Jessica Marinelli. I work in marketing and business development with Buffalo Rising.
Our panel had plenty to say about the performances of the candidates, incumbent Mark Poloncarz and the challenger legislator Lynn Dixon.
I think they had respect for one another. They were not uncordial.
Yes,
they were very cordial. They gave each other time to answer their questions. And you had good moderators. You had good questions, good panel.
And I feel like when we talk about All Rising Together, it's important to have a strong stance on leadership and ethics. Mm-hmm. And I do feel that both candidates tonight showed those qualities of being very focused on ethics, very focused on leadership, very focused on the people and representative government. Mm-hmm. And that's very important these days.
Mm-hmm. And they focused on the issues.
Yeah.
And the questions that were being asked. They were very pointed questions. And they all answered the questions. Some of them, struggle with some. But pretty much they stayed on target as far as the questions being asked.
While Kaz Rodriguez and the panel were giving out A's for decorum, the consensus was the county executive had the better performance, that he thought well on his feet, and that he effectively used numbers to build his case. There were some appreciative words for Dixon.
I did appreciate her compassion. She's really, her mind is really community-driven, the sentiments of the voter.
When I make this next statement, it doesn't mean that I'm favoring one over the other.
That's it.
But I am pleased to see Lynn Dixon run because women are taking their place in leadership all over the country and the world. So I compliment her for doing that because it's a challenge and she's stepping up to the plate.
And I would say, too, when you talk about working with others, you got to work with others. You can't be the guy that knows everything. You have all the answers. And you don't want to hear input from anybody. And that's what I hear time and time again from the business community, from the county workforce, that you don't want to hear what anybody else has to say.
One thing, this is more of a kind of just a fly on the wall observation, is Legislator Dixon kept bringing up that she felt steamrolled or bullied by our county executive, even mentioning some of her colleagues in the legislature. And I just kind of sit there and I wonder, how do they feel listening to this being held out there, being touted as, like, they're bullied and the executive gets everything that he wants. And, like, I don't know. Whose fault is that?
Right.
I didn't see that. I seen more leadership from the county executive as far as, and very, very positive, very confident as to his track record on, when he took office as it relates to today.
I have a hard time imagining Mr. Poloncarz being a bully. I really do. His whole characteristic and persona doesn't lead to that. But one issue that I was waiting for somebody to talk about, and it's a big issue. There was a demonstration yesterday. I brought a copy of our newspaper. We have two black newspapers in Buffalo, the Criterion and the Challenger. It's the Holding Center. The deaths that are occurring. Mm-hmm. We've had 41 deaths in the Erie County Holding Center, and that is a real issue for people.
The debate lasted 1 hour, so not all issues could be addressed. Still, our panel spent some of their time talking about what they didn't hear or see.
One thing that kind of kept coming to mind as I was listening is, where's the vision? From a lawyer perspective, which Mark Poloncarz is a lawyer, only asked the only answer the question that's asked of you. And he did that very well tonight. And Lynn Dixon kind of followed that same thread and then kind of skirted some specifics. But I want to know what the vision is. What is the vision for the whole community? It's all very nice to say we want to all rise together and everything's on the rise. Mm-hmm. But what is your vision for the future? Where is that going? And I have a problem. That's my one big question leaving tonight is I don't hear anything about specifics. Mark's like, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing because we think it's working. And Lynn's like, yeah, we should do some things different, but I don't have any specifics.
Many people don't see them really addressing the issues of this community that I'm talking about. So people are sort of turned off about it. They don't seem to want to be involved in it because the issues are not there. And until we pull this entire region together, no matter where people are, in what area they are, and come together in some kind of a unity and address all of these problems, we're not going to have the future that we should have in Erie County.
Our panel obviously showed great passion for the topics discussed, and not surprisingly for people who follow politics, their conversation touched on another key feature of this year's election.
Well, I'm interested to see how the early voting is going to run. And I wrote the date down because I didn't realize it was starting so soon. And I think people need to be educated. They need to know what's going on. And so they're involved. I'm not sure if a lot of people are even aware of it.
So I have some information. There's 37 sites available throughout Erie County. You can cast your vote at 37. Any of the 37 locations. The Board of Elections website has the information, but that is unique that we are going to have early voting. This is the first year that early voting will occur in Erie County. And nobody really knows what that's going to mean for turnout. This is a local election year. There's no national races, no statewide races, so it is local. I think given the national climate on politics, it's going to be interesting to see how that affects the numbers of this race. It's all about turnout.
I know that this is the first year that, we're going to exercise early voting, but I would like to see more of that activity in our community, in our Latino community.
Kaz Rodriguez, Jessica Marinelli, and Eva Doyle, who spent last night here in our newsroom watching a debate and giving their opinions on the performance and on the future of this community. And hopefully their thoughts will generate more conversation. And if you missed last night's debate, you can find a link to the video at our website, WBFO.org.